أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين. اللهم يسر ولا تعسر. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. All praise due to Allah. We thank Him. We glorify Him and send our salutations to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected brothers and sisters, in our journey with Surah Al-Luqman and the messages and the lessons that we derive from the surah, from the advice that Luqman gave his son, in a previous discussion we spoke about As-Salat. And then also we made mention of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al Munkar. In the same verse we have Wasbir ala ma asabak. So this particular verse said, Ya bunayya aqim as-salat wa amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an al Munkar. Wasbir ala ma asabaka inna dhalika min azm al umur. The word as-sabr is our discussion today. With time, inshallah, we will conclude with the rest of the 3 points that we were to take, inshallah, if the time permit us. Now, when Luqman alayhi salam, our Luqman advised his son regarding he should establish prayer and also enjoy good and forbid evil, he then told him that wasbir ala ma asabak, have patience on whatever befalls you. And he said, inna dhalika min azm al-umur. Indeed, having patience in whatever befalls you, to be able to have patience, he said, inna dhalika, in doing that, min azm al-umur, is one of the most challenging thing, one of the difficult thing. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 124,000 prophets as we saw in Sirah. And then we also got 313 messengers. Out of all this, there are 5 prophets that are called ulul azmi min al-rusul. So among the 313 messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected 5 of them. They are called ulul azmi min al-rusul. Those that were able to stand tough with difficult situations that befalls them in their journey as prophets and messengers. So Luqman is telling his son, indeed having patience, doing that min azmil umur, is one of the difficult things that one can do. So if you are able to do that, then indeed you will excel when it comes to connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very interesting part of our discussion, for indeed we can take a sabr, which can lead us by itself to qadr. Because having patience is a concept or belief in whatever befalls you is something that is from Allah or it's been ordained. Then that will be connected. But our discussion will not go there today. We will try to stick to the word as-sabr and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding those that have sabr. And after that, if we got enough time, we would then link it with Al-Qadr and see how it goes. To start our journey, let's start with the good news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave those who have patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described their environment, their attitude, their behavior by saying, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those that have patience. So we are starting giving each other a sense of good news if or whenever we are able to have patience on whatever befalls us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ الرَّاجُونَ. Give glad tidings to those who have patience. And then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us example of such people. They are those, when any calamity befalls them, they will say, indeed, we are from Allah and to Him we shall return. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that good news. Now look at this carefully. We need to go through this in a bit. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Just look at this from this point of view, because sometimes we need to digest the verses and look at word by word. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Now take this as you, as an individual. Will you do anything to harm someone that you love? Will you do anything to hurt someone that you really love dearly? Will you do anything to harm something or spoil something that you are working harder to establish? The answer will be no. Which means that nothing that you love or you wanted to achieve something good in, you will do anything in any way or form to spoil it. Now, when you are saying, Inna lillahi, we are for Allah, we are to Allah, we are from Allah, Allah owns us. So whatever that befalls us that you think is a calamity, remember, the owner, the one who owns us is Allah. He will not do anything to spoil or harm His creation. So by doing this, you are reminding yourself that wherever this calamity came from is a test from the one who owns me. And there is no way He will do anything to harm me. Maybe that thing and the time that it came to me, I might not know what exactly is the reason behind it, but I know definitely it's going to be good for me, because the one who bestowed that upon me will not do anything to harm me. In some instances, we will do things. Example, a parent will shout at a child, yell at the child, not because they harm the child, not because they hate the child, but just to correct them. So that child maybe at that moment will see the action from the parents as harsh. But in reality, when they sit down and digest, they tend to appreciate that the parents meant well for them. So the same thing applies to a good servant. Whenever calamities befall them, they turn back to Allah and say, Allah knows the reason why He tested me with this. Allah knows why I have to go through this. Because of that, I believe one important thing, and that is, I am to Allah. He is my owner, and He will not do anything to harm me. And for that matter, He will know, or He will have the best reason why I have to go through this situation. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ الرَّاجِعُونَ. If that situation of mine, at this moment, I couldn't figure out why it came, or I couldn't connect with the benefit of that calamity or challenges or tests, I know for sure I am going back to Allah. I will be returning back to Allah, and Allah's promise is always going to be fulfilled. Allah is saying at any given time, when we test our servant with any difficulty, we will reward them for going through that difficulty. So if I couldn't get the reason why I'm going through this today, that is not enough. I know, inna ilayhi raji'un, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be returning. And I really believe sincerely in my heart with certainty that definitely going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a time of rejoice, a time of payment, a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me for what I've gone through. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this glad tidings, you can now understand, when you look at it from this point of view, you will see every part of this test is something good for me. وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added something to this by saying, أُولَٰئِكَ, such people, when they went through the difficulty, such people that when we tried, such people that when our test came, they understood it is from us. They understood we are not going to do anything to harm them. They understood whatever the situation, there will be reward for them on the day of Qiyamah. Such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Such people, indeed, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be having Allah's mercy and Allah's blessings. Remember, when we talk about salawat from Allah, it's always additional of mercy on his servant or additional blessing on his servant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, such people, عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And indeed, such people on the day of Qiyamah are those that will be on the right path, or they are those that Allah have guided. With this, we then look at the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who does not say of his own except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us about this sabr, patience, and he was saying, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, indeed, it's amazing the affairs of a believer. The affairs of believer is really amazing. Why is it so? He said, and this thing that I'm going to talk about is only for believers. It's only for the believer. In asabathu sarra, if good things come to him, if good things come to him, he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. Shakara, then he shows appreciations and gratitude to Allah and thank Allah for that. فَكَانَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Then, not only what he was bestowed upon what he was given, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add more on what he has already given him. So it becomes good for him. That is to talk about if something good happened. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said again, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ, if these calamities befall him, sabara, he will have patience. وَكَانَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. And then it becomes good for him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we saw in our previous verse, he is the one who rewards those who have patience. That reminds me, a lady who lost a family member was crying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by and saw her crying. He then said to her, my sister, it's better if you have patience. She, without knowing who was talking to her, just said her own words. If you lose a family member like me, you will understand what I'm going through. The character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not to push people in whatever they are doing or in whatever situation they find themselves. So he left her and walked away. It was said it was Abu Bakr who was with him at that time. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr turned to this lady and said to her, "Do you know who just spoke with you?" She said, "I don't." He said, "That was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Then she quickly wiped her tears, rushed towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have patience now." And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, "Patience is the best of patience, is the one that we did at the time when calamity befalls us." It is difficult. It is challenging. But always you need to remember, the moment you remember Allah at the beginning of the trial, it becomes easier for you for the rest of the time. But when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there you put yourself in the situation and it becomes difficult for you. So when we talk about sabr, scholars has classified it in different categories. We're going to stick to the main three that they have. Number one, sabr ala ta'atillah bimtithal al-awamir allati kullifana biha. Having patience in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, like our salat, like fasting, like zakat, like hajj, like taking care of each other, by being good to our neighbors, being good to our families, treating our parents with respect and dignity, bringing together the family, silat al-rahim, and so on. It is difficult in some situation, but the moment you remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, then you have patience and go through it. So that is one aspect of as-sabr. Number two, sabr ala ijtinab al-ma'siyat Allah azza wa jal. The second group or the second category of patience is the patience of staying away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is difficult. Imagine a person who smokes and he is in the company of smokers and you are asking him, "Don't smoke." It is difficult. A person who drinks and he is in the company of drunkards. It is difficult for such a person. For you to be able to overcome your personal desire and stay away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes sabr. As Luqman said, min azmil umur. One of the difficult affairs. To have patience. Number three, sabr ala aqdar al-ish mu'allama. Patience to go through anything that has been decreed upon you that comes with pain and difficulty. And in most cases, these are what we talk about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in a situation. The challenges, the trial, the pain that you went through or you're going through, having patience to know this is from Allah, you are rewarded. Allah is giving you glad tidings for your patience. And it is obvious, whenever we are able to go through challenges and have patience, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. I remember the time when the hypocrites were making fun of the Prophet and the believers. When difficulties befall them, when the challenges of losing battle, when the challenges of killing their companions becomes so much on their shoulders, the hypocrites were laughing and teasing and making fun of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told them this, "O Muhammad, tell them, You and your companions, you and the believers, tell those hypocrites, قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. This is amazing language. We have مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about. If it is not something that is good for them, it could have been مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Now let's look at it. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet and the companions, قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا. Tell them, nothing will harm us, nothing will befall us. إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Unless what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us to get reward for. Nothing will harm us. Nothing will disturb us. Nothing will be of difficulties in our life except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us to benefit from. That is ma kataballahu lana. If it is something that Allah has written against us, it could have been punishment. He could have used ma kataballahu alayna. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell them, give them this information. لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا. Nothing will harm us. Nothing, no difficult, no challenges will befall us except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us to reward, to get reward for. So you can understand, when challenges come, it's not coming because Allah hates you. Because here, Allah is telling us clearly, we should understand it is part of His ways to elevate us, to give us the best of position and give us reward. That is why those challenges will come on us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, tell them, huwa maulana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our maula. He is the one who is taking care of our affairs. So when He brings this, He did that for a purpose, so that we can be rewarded for that. And indeed, عَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. On Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believers will have comfort and relax and lean on. Only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they lean on. No one else. Believers are not interested in anyone else. They only lean on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying that lean on me, because it is me who bring this to you, and I did that to elevate you. So do not worry about the pain or about how the scenario is going to be in front of your enemy. Remember, let them know this. Amazing. And that, of course, will remind us about the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying in hadith, whenever calamity befalls you as a believer, and you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, as we saw in the verse, وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever something, any calamity, any pain befalls you, and you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and you added this dua, Allahumma ajirni fi masibati wa khluf li khayran minha. If you make the dua and add this, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and you added the dua by saying, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reward me for these difficulties I'm going through. And also give me something better than what has come, in terms of if I've lost something, I've lost a family member, whatever it is, give me something better. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you say this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and give you something better than what you've lost. Now, it's amazing. One of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the name Ummu Salama, her husband was an amazing man. She loves him so much. They got married. He was among those who went to Abyssinia, which is the first hijrah. When they came back to Mecca, they were going to Medina. I remember at that time they have the child, Salama, the boy, with them. They were on the way when her family said they would not allow her to go with him. So, this little child with them, he has to go by himself and leave her behind. His family also said, since your family said they will not allow you to go with our brother, you are also not taking the child. They took the child away. Same time she lost her husband and the child. She lived a miserable life, no eating, no drinking, until the family got tired of her. One day they sent her away to her husband. Umm Salama loved her husband so much that she thought in her mind, no one can replace him in her life. When Abu Salama passed away, she was crying. One of the companions, her friends, told her, say this dua. She said, who can replace my husband? No one. Just say the dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught you. She said the dua. After she finished her iddah, 4 months, 10 days, who came and asked her hand in marriage? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She looked at him. She can see, yes, this one is million times better than my husband. But it would be difficult to be in this marriage. She said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't have problem marrying you, but I have 3 problems. That will be a challenge for me. The Prophet ﷺ said, say what your problems are. She said, first of all, I'm not a kid anymore. I've grown. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'm also an old man. She said, but the last two, you see, I have a child. And also, I have this sort of words of jealousy. I don't know if you can handle me. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't worry about it. We make dua for you. So having gone through the difficulty of losing her husband, making the dua, Allah has given her better than the one she lost. وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Looking at the story of Ummu Salama, that is to talk about an ordinary woman, or to talk about a companion, or to talk about the mother of believers. But now, is she the only one who was able to go through difficulty and achieve something? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to the people who are going to Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. Inni jazaytuhum al-yawma bima sabaru. I am rewarding these people on this day. Those that are going to Jannah. Allah is saying, I am rewarding them with the patience that they've gone through. Annahum humul faizun. That really, they are those that have succeeded. When they were worshipping me, following my path, obedience to me, staying away from disobedience to me, people might have laughed at them. People might have teased them. People might have said whatever. Today I am rewarding them for the patience that they had. When they enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still said to them, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be unto you with what you had patience on. Fani'ma uqbadar. Indeed, what a blessed and the best of houses or place that you've been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have patience. As he said in the Quran, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum. Have patience. First of all, have patience with yourself and be with those yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashi. And all this, yuriduna wajha. There will be a day for this discussion. But our point here, Allah has commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have patience and be with those that are supplicating and making dua and worshipping Allah morning and evening. For what reason? Yuriduna wajha. They are doing that so that they can get the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear respected brothers and sisters in faith, when we talk about sabr, Let's ask the prophets. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in a hadith, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's challenges and tests normally comes to the believers or the prophets, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلِ فَالْأَمْثَلِ, then those who follow them and those who follow them. Which means that the trial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with the prophets. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him when they thrown him in the fire. And he had patience for that. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Traveling through Egypt, he was tested by taking his wife. He had patience with that. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. Not only the love of father and son, Allah have separated them in the early age, but when Ismail reached the age that he will be of benefit, Allah tested both him and his father, and both of them had patience. You talk about that, ask Yusuf alayhi salam, the son of Yaqub. He was thrown in the well. When people got him out, he was end up being like a slave when he was the son of a prophet. With that, he was thrown in the prison, not because of any fault of his. All these challenges, Yusuf alayhi salam had patience. You talk about that, you talk about his son, his father Yaqub, who was tested of losing his son. Yaqub had patience. When you talk about all these brothers and sisters, the idea behind this is we need to learn from that. We need to understand if prophets of Allah will be tested, if prophets of Allah will be shaked, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shook them and push them to see their strength in patience. What of us? Don't forget Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah tested him. Poverty came. His children all died. He lost everything. His health was taken. Ayyub had patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also advised him, wasbir wa ma sabaruka illa billah. O Muhammad, have patience. As you sit down, when people talk about their parents, you lost yours before you even know who parents are to be. When people are to talk about the loved ones, you lost your grandfather before you even know the joy of having a family member. When people can turn and look at their children, you buried Qasim, you buried Ibrahim, you buried Abdullah, you buried Ummu Kulthum, you buried Zainab, you buried Ruqayya, all in front of you, they all died. Wasbir. Have patience, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The time when people can lean on those that they love most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Muhammad, this is not the time for you to relax. Khadija is taken. Abu Talib was taken. Same time. But remember, why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? When he felt like there's nothing, but at least when he turned, he can see where Khadija used to be. When he turned here, he can see Abu Talib's house. When he turned here, he can see the mountains that he grew up looking after animals around. The next test came, he has to leave the city that he loved most. Wasbir wa ma sabaruka illa billah. He left, leaving the city he loved most. He is going to somewhere new to start life afresh. In there also, they've not left him. They chased him, fought him, killed his companions, hurt him, and his beloved uncle, Not only he was killed, but they carried him off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what is coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Allah kept elevating him. Allah kept elevating him, going through all those challenges. So my brothers and sisters, if there's anything that is disturbing you, if there's any problem that you have in your life, if there's something that you feel like you have been treated not fairly because of the challenges you're going through, either it's because of the job, or trying to settle down, or whatever the challenges might be, remember, those that have patience and go through that are those that Allah is giving the glad tidings. Now, if you are to look at all that is going through, all that you're going through, ask yourself one simple question. Can I compare my challenges with the one of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Can I compare my challenges with the one of Musa alayhi salam, who Allah took him from his mom at the early age? Becoming a prophet, they have to chase him out of Fir'aun's house. Coming to take his own people out of Egypt, that did not stop. His own people that he has to sacrifice for them, they turned against him within twinkle of an eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the prophets of Allah. So when you are going through difficulties, ask yourself this simple question. Can I compare what I'm going through with the prophets of Allah, with the pious people that have gone? If not, have patience, for indeed, this patience that you're going to have, it will come back and be the reason why you will be rejoicing, that you will wish the challenges are more than what you've gone through. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذَا الْكِفْلِ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, even these prophets, all this we've tested them, and they are among those that have patience. Now, when we talk about all this, the people who have patience, what are their status in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a glad tidings by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have patience. Ma'iyya, Allah has connected himself with such people. They will be in his company. So ask yourself, am I having patience in whatever that is coming through my life? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, مَا أَعْطَى أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given anyone any blessing that is better and more of opportunity than the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given sabr. So if Allah has given you sabr, Allah has given you everything. In this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who have sabr and go through any challenges that befall us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sabr when it comes to obedience to Allah, to go through no matter how difficult it is, to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sabr to be able to stay away from his disobedience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tests us with any calamity that will befall upon us or on us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sabr to know it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in sabr and put barakah in our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our iman and give us the opportunity to obey him and do what he wants us to do. Ala usalli wa usallim ala rasulina Muhammad haythu amarana Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi muhkami tanzilih. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll take your questions now. Naam. I got
four more.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got humility, avoidance of arrogance, being moderate, lowering one's voice.
Wow.
It's all in the verse, I think.
Yeah, in the
last one. Naam. Wa alaikum assalam. Sure. So if a person is having sabr, the question is, can you still go through the anger, emotion when things have befall you? Definitely, yes, that is being human. The only thing is, regardless of how you feel, that's why we said at the beginning of the difficulty, quickly try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is okay when a person feels sad, upset, because things have happened that they were not happy with, but within the same time, they should quickly try to remind themselves that this is all from Allah, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything apart